Fentanyl is an extremely potent opioid. People often ingest it or inject it without knowing and die as a result. Public health workers say test strips can help a person determine if fentanyl is present in an illicit substance and then use more carefully. But 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that because fentanyl test strips are classified as drug paraphernalia, they're illegal in Pennsylvania.
Dave Letrick walks over to a group of men who are homeless and camped out under a bridge on Pittsburgh's south side. He hands someone a cigarette and crouches down to greet one of the group's dogs. In his truck on the way there, Letrick told me a lot of the people he works with have lived traumatic lives.
And substances are a part of their lives because of that suffering. That suffering isn't necessarily in their lives because of the substance.
Letrick is the executive director of Bridge to the Mountains. The street outreach organization connects people to resources like housing and distributes naloxone or Narcan, the medication that can revive someone from an opioid overdose. Letrick would like to do more to prevent accidental overdose deaths.
If we could legally hand out test strips, we'd do it in a heartbeat.
To use a fentanyl test strip, you dilute a very small amount of a drug into a cup of water and dip the strip into the cup. If fentanyl is present, two lines appear. Mike Kravick works for a nonprofit that provides substance use and addiction treatment services in Armstrong, Clarion, and Indiana counties. He says people know drugs are dangerous. That doesn't stop them from using, so at least public health workers can help people stay alive.
Doing things like providing naloxone or giving out these fentanyl test strips will be able to reach a population of people that otherwise aren't walking in the doors to our offices because they're not necessarily ready to seek out treatment services yet.
I couldn't find a Pennsylvania law enforcement agency that's charged someone with possession of paraphernalia for having a test strip. But Kravick's organization covers so many municipalities in rural Pennsylvania, he's not willing to risk ending up on the wrong side of the law.
Especially because public officials change over time. So what if there's a change in the top law enforcement officer in that town, you know, 6 months or a year down the road?
But one Philadelphia business owner is willing to take that chance.
The drug epidemic in Philly is so intense in certain parts of the city that I think that this kind of falls in like the lower end of the scale of their interest.
Carrie Germindo co-owns Common Beat Music, an equipment repair and record shop. She started stocking a small supply of test strips at her store after someone she knew fatally overdosed.
I asked for a donation of a dollar or two just to cover my cost because I pay for it out of my pocket. But no one's ever been turned away for not having any money for it.
Grimindel says if a person knows their heroin, cocaine, or any other substance contains fentanyl, they're more likely to use a smaller amount, not use that drug alone, and also make sure naloxone, the medication that can revive someone from an overdose, is nearby. Moore might soon be joining Grimindel in supplying fentanyl test strips. Last month, Republican State Representative James Struzzi of Indiana County introduced legislation that would legalize fentanyl test strips. Struzzi said that because the opioid epidemic has reached, quote, catastrophic levels, legalizing test strips will save lives. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.